Athletic Greens. I take AG1 by Athletic Greens literally every day. I gave AG1 a try because I wake up in the mornings, Erica, and I'm sleepy as hell.
Yep.
Okay. But I know I have to work out. I got to get my day started.
You got
And
to.
Athletic Greens, gives me that real kick in the bum, as they say, that I need to get my day going. If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1 year supply of vitamin D. Vitamin D, get that D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/broads in all caps. That's athleticgreens.com/broads. Check it out.
Welcome to the broadcast with your hosts, Ricky Hollywood and Emma VP. Starring those same two broads. Why am I still talking? Start the show.
Welcome back to the Broadcast Podcast. I'm your host, New Hampshire royalty, your resident Tesla-driving socialite, the broad with the expensive haircuts and full-time employment, Ricky Hollywood.
Nice.
And I'm joined as I am every week, except for last week, by my trusty little sidekick. She puts the Debbie and Debbie Downer. She's socially challenged, but getting by. She's the wife of the host of Hot Sauce Hot Takes with Brett, the
Yep.
body of the broadcast, Emmett VP percent. Beep, what's the hacks, bitch?
Oh, not much, partner. Nothing better than spinning with you week in, week out, except for last week, as you mentioned. Hey, you sound kind of shit. Or did you not bring your microphone after all?
Definitely didn't.
No.
I don't sound good though.
You sound fine, but like you sound like a little
Yeah.
like underwater. And I thought that you were bringing your microphone. Not enough. But we're gonna keep, don't worry. We're gonna continue the
Oh
show. It's
yeah, this is going
listenable.
out.
Yeah, this is going out. I don't care if it comes out as just like a bunch of clicks and beeps. Right. I don't care
Yeah.
if it's 30 seconds of fart noises or 30 minutes of fart noises.
Yeah.
This is going out, so you forgot to pack it?
Yeah, no, I did not forget.
Okay.
I like blatantly chose not to because like I had to pack. So spoiler alert, I'm home for Johnny's wedding. I had a bunch of shit that had to go in my suitcase and the Yeti mic, it's very phallic shaped. There just wasn't room in the bag. The backpack was stuffed, so they say.
Right, not enough room for something
For this
phallic in
big penis sized microphone. You know what I mean? Like there just wasn't room.
Okay.
But yeah, it's okay. So like I think I already know the answer to this, but like did you get a chance to listen to my solo episode of the pod last week?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think twice about it. So, you know how you just said how deliberately you didn't bring your microphone home?
Yeah.
I thought about it and was like, no. No way in hell am I listening
Yeah,
to whatever
yeah.
bullshit you put out last week. I'm sorry everyone else had to hear it.
I did get a couple of DMs though about it, which was kind of
Really?
cool. Yeah, they were like, wow, that was great. 'Cause I told like kind of like a floozy, like kind of spiritual story that happened to me that I knew I could only tell without
Yep.
you listening.
You know I would never put that in the rundown.
Right. So I was like, I can, this is my only chance to do this
Yeah.
now. But before, you know, we got a lot to get to today, but like I'm
Yep.
in my lake house, humble brag bedroom, and I forgot that this is here, and like you're not gonna believe me. But like there's a framed picture of just me like on the bedside, but like I don't live here, and like I didn't take, like I don't know why this is here. Like I know you're gonna think that it's I did this, but I really really didn't. Like it's like a headshot of me on the side of the bed, but like I didn't put that there, like my mom did.
Okay. Is this the room that you
and
typically
and
stay in when
yeah,
you're at
this
the
is
house?
my room, this
Yeah.
is my room, like this is a painting I did when I was little.
Okay.
Pretty
It's really
artistic. But
shitty
then
for everyone listening.
I'm walking around. Funny, fun story. So here's my Justin Timberlake bobblehead that I bought when the, you know, the It's Gonna Be Me or No Strings Attached came out. And remember that It's Gonna Be Me with all the marionettes, remember?
Yes.
So I bought the bobblehead from that, and my mom was cleaning and took it out of the box. I was like, that was a collector's item. Why the
Oh,
hell
yeah.
would you do that? But then so I'm also like kind of just looking around, like I've got this empty Coke bottle here, like as decoration, not sure
Yeah,
what that's for.
that's not good.
But I found
Not worth
this,
anything.
another framed thing, and I'm showing it to our live video
If you're
watchers right
watching
now.
the live video feed, you'll be able to see this. But if you're just
Yeah.
listening later on Apple Podcasts, yes, she's holding up a framed
And it looks
beachy
like a
themed frame.
poem. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I'm like, what is this? Like, what is this? And it says, and it's framed, right? And it's like up on my nightstand. How could you know? How could you know when you were 20 and impossibly sexy and unable to imagine yourself otherwise, ... That time would teach you something. That age is not a loss, but an exchange of wisdom for youth, grace for foolishness, love for lust. And it's an exchange that will seem a very unfair trade, not for the woman, but for the girl. What the fuck does that
mean? Why is that there?
Is my mom like sad that I'm no longer 20 and impossibly sexy? Like, what is that? What?
No, like, I would think it's something that something she looks at is like, it's okay. It's like a way of you know, dealing with getting older, which can be tough. I would say I wouldn't think it has anything to do with you.
Well, I'm out of my 20s. So am I no longer impossibly sexy?
Yeah, that happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
You're long past that. You're well into your 30s.
Yeah, for sure. Like way close to 30s. But sorry,
you're on
for
the wrong
tangent.
Side of 30. No, yeah, that's fine. It's good for the listener, or people in the live stream at least, to see your lake house room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you guys, you guessed it. Today's gonna be a quickie episode.
You guessed it.
Because I'm back in New Hampshire, and like, it just like, Emma doesn't want to do the show to begin with. So
yeah,
we need to compromise and turn out an average 30 minutes for you broads.
I love when we compromise like that. I don't want to do it at all.
You don't want to do it. I think I rescheduled taping maybe 6 times already.
Yeah, we were supposed to do this the past like 5 days. And each day we're like, what do you think about tomorrow?
Yeah, how are you thinking about later? Yeah, how about tomorrow? And then you'd be like, how about you do it solo again?
Yeah.
I
have no problem with that. If that's the direction you want to go in, no problem.
Hey, let's lift up the skirt, you guys. We're barely holding on by a thread, and I think we'd be chopped so fast if I did another solo app.
Yeah, that would be the end of the rope for all things comedy.
Sure, for sure. All right. We're going to talk about the main event, why I'm home, my little brother's upcoming wedding, and maybe do a DM of the week, but probably not. So
yeah.
But before we do that,
don't hold your breath.
Yeah, seriously. Or do. It's time for what you've all been waiting for. The segment of 2022. The part of the episode that everyone tunes in for week after week after week. It's
time
for...
Why are
you
touting it as the segment of 2022 when we're like halfway done 2023? Because
we didn't win an award for 2023, but we were the segment of the year.
I know, but like, I don't know. Move on.
The New Yorker or something? Or was it?
Yeah, I think it was New Yorker.
Or the New York Times?
I think it was the New Yorker. Yeah.
I think it was the New Yorker.
The podcast team over at the New Yorker.
This is the best segment of 2022.
Yeah.
Okay. Quote of the day. Here we go. To write is human. To receive a letter, divine.
Who said that?
I don't know.
Isn't it part of your job to say who said the quotes?
I don't think I've ever said who said them.
What made you
like
want to...
Dr. Seuss, probably, like Harriet Tubman.
What made you choose this one?
I don't know. I just thought that, like, your calling is just, like, writing. And I think recently I told you to write about something. And you told me to basically, like, you know,
fuck
drive
off.
My car off a bridge.
Yeah.
And so I Googled quotes about writing.
Okay.
To write is human, and to receive a letter, divine.
You know,
yeah, I think
I
that was Anne Frank.
Okay. I think you're right. And you know what's also ironic is I think this quote actually isn't even that pro writing.
No, it's so bad.
It's more about like receiving someone else's writing.
She couldn't really write.
It's more about reading. That's like divine, I guess. It's like not doing the work. It sounds very Anne Frank.
Yeah, that sounds just like Anne Frank, I think. All right, let's pay the bill, shall we? That's what we came here for.
Let's do what we were put on this earth to do. That's right. Shout out to our sponsors, pays the bills, keeps us going. Gotta get that cash, Eric.
Uh-huh. Okay. You want a tag teamer?
Yep.
Or is my audio too shitty?
Your audio is not good, but let's just still tag. Like, we've already done this much of the show, you know?
Okay, cool. Okay, I'll start, obviously. Today's episode of the Broadcast Podcast is brought to you by Olive Oil.
Olive oil. How many times have you been cooking fish chunks and applesauce in a dry-ass frying pan and struggled for hours to get the delicious dinner unstuck and plated for your husband and his disgusting pig friends?
Maybe globs of super glue from a fly trap or stuff all over your gorgeous hair after your asshole kid threw one at your head. And now you need a special substance to clear all the residue from your scalp?
I'm no expert, and I sure as fuck don't want to assume anything about your pathetic life. But it sounds like you could be in the market for some fresh olive oil.
Olive oil is a thick 2 C's edible green liquid, most likely made from actual olives, that aids in cooking via its yummer's flavor and ability to leave a nice brown sear on the weird-smelling meat of your choosing.
Plus, olive oil can also be the sophisticated star of the dish. Just pour some of that juice in a bowl, then absolutely smother a piece of white Wonder Bread in it and enjoy.
Olive oil is also a key ingredient in the ancient tradition of sauteing yucky vegetables, magically making them somewhat edible, and likely burning your hand and wrist in the process.
Been there. Broadcast podcast listeners can get a free bottle of olive oil today by sneaking into their mom's mobile home while she's out with her new young boyfriend, Jaxer, and stealing hers from under the bed.
Olive oil. Dunk stuff in it.
All right. Shout out to olive oil. That's a little tease, if you will, Erica. We'll get into a fun olive oil-centric story later in the episode. So really stick around for that.
Yeah, you know how they say water is the universal solvent? Well, God lied.
Yeah. He always does.
Yeah. I actually was talking with my goddaughter the other day, and she said that God is a man. And I said, how do you know? Mm-hmm. And she said, because they call him he, and like praise to him. Mm-hmm. And Kaylee Hadley's mom was like, who taught you that? Like, where are you learning? And she said that, like, you know, Jaxer told Stephanie and Stephanie told her, like, at school that God is a man. And I said, have you ever heard of Ariana Grande? Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah. And I said, well, then you obviously haven't heard her song, God is a Woman.
That's right. You and put that little girl in her place. Oh.
Like, oh. All right, let's talk more about that down in the broadcast. You want to go down?
Let's go down.
So we'll get to the olive oil in a little bit. That's a tease. it's still kind of on my hands. But yeah, I came back. I've been home for about a week. Today's Friday. Yeah, I left a week ago on Friday. Took the red eye, got in Saturday night. Buddy, I got on the airplane and I had a middle seat because I booked really late, and like to upgrade was only first class was available, and it was like $900. And I was like, okay, come on, stupid. Yeah. So I'm like, whatever, I'll just take a red eye in a middle seat. And I get down the aisle, and there are two like reasonably pear-shaped people sitting in the aisle and the window. And I'm like, okay. But they had a one-year-old baby in the middle of the seat, like sitting in my seat. And I was like, I think that's my seat. And I'm like, they're going to literally pass this toddler back and forth over me for the 6-hour flight. And thankfully, you know, the guy who was like, you know, he was reasonably sized, was like, oh, I'll sit in the middle. And I was like, okay, cool, thank you. So I get the aisle. And then they were passing the baby back and forth throughout the whole 6 hours. And the mom was full-blown breastfeeding this one-year-old. And she fell asleep with her tit out breastfeeding. Oh, and that made it really hard for me to sleep. I just like thought you should know that.
That's a lot. That's a lot. I thought you were going to say that they insisted on keeping their seats.
Yeah,
just passed this baby over you the whole time because they both of them just cared so much about not being in the middle.
I almost kind of, it was pretty miserable. But yeah, got back, stayed at Anthony's. Johnny came over with his fiance, Emily, and then a bunch of Emily's friends. They were like, word spread like wildfire that Ricky Hollywood's in town. So they were all, we threw like a big party at Anthony's. That was really fun. And then Sunday night, I went to Blink 182 at the Garden, and it was so much fun. We started drinking like 6 hours before the show. So naturally, Donnie got kicked out like multiple times. And Donnie was in a Celtics jersey. So she has like arms that are built like a bodybuilder man arms. And Donnie has really long hair, but you'd never know because it's always up in a high bun. And the third time she got kicked out, she came back in with her hair down as if no one would notice. And I was laughing so much. I have a video of her sister, Robin, she like screams at the camera. She's like, just go home. Like, because Donnie kept coming back.
Oh, Donnie.
So funny.
She's always so up to funny. Something, always doing something crazy.
Yeah, so it was good.
Getting kicked out of concerts. Why was she getting kicked out?
Because she was like so drunk. She like bit my head, and the people behind us were mad that we were being annoying.
Okay, so they called security.
Rightfully so. Yeah.
It sounds like maybe needed.
I mean, yeah, they paid a lot of money for that concert, and we were severely ruining it.
For
and
them,
I think
yeah.
She took her headband and like threw it off the balcony, and like it was a whole thing. But Blink was great. It was really fun. I think Brett's going in LA, right?
Yeah, Brett's going solo.
Yeah. Well, I was supposed to go with him, and then the pre-sale came on and Brett texted and was like, hey, tickets were really expensive, so I only got one. I was like, but like I was gonna okay, like you didn't even like ask, but whatever, that's fine.
And maybe you guys didn't work it out right.
Yeah, we definitely didn't. I thought he was going to get two, and then he was like, oh, they were expensive. I figured you wouldn't want to go, so I bought just one.
Like, yeah, it sounds like a communication broke down there.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, money's tight around here. You know how it is when you're unemployed.
I was expecting Brett to buy my ticket.
No, I know, but he probably was, like, stressed about, like, putting it all on at once, and maybe you guys didn't talk about you actually going. I don't know. I'll have to talk to him about it. Maybe I'll get him on the horn. What's up?
Right now,
Brett, can you come here for a second? We have to talk about something. You can probably just tell me so we don't have to deal with the microphone. So we're talking about the Blink-182 concert, and Eric is saying that there was talk before you bought your tickets of the two, like you getting more than one ticket, but you ended up just getting one ticket. Did she ever like just come a little closer to the microphone? Did she like what was the arrangement, you know, prior to you buying your Blink 182 ticket?
I don't remember the reason. I think it was mainly though because I wanted to get like the floor tickets and they were just very expensive, so maybe I just
but he didn't ask me.
She said that you didn't ask her, Erica.
You just got one.
And that you just got one, like didn't when, but it
we
sounds like maybe
before saying uh-huh. get two.
Yeah, she said that you went like the night before you talked about getting two tickets. Was it three tickets too? Maybe that put it over the edge.
Yeah. Well.
And you could, and Brett couldn't trust that you were going to come through. Is that what happened? Or you don't know?
Maybe he made a wise choice.
Maybe he could see the future a little bit.
Yeah.
He's nodding. Yes. Yeah. It sounds like Brett doesn't have much of an explanation, Erica. So I'm sorry that I even used the time on this show to resolve this because there's no resolution, right? She said you could still go.
Now, how am I going to get on the floor with him now?
It's floor. It's general admission.
Is there still seats? Tickets for the floor seats? He's pulling out his phone. This is the time to do this, right?
Yeah.
During the show.
Okay.
Just to look up tickets for shows. People are listening and they're really eager to see what comes of this situation, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I did already go see Blink-182, so.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So you don't think you'd pay to go again?
Well, now I'm mad.
Now you're mad. That's sort of like how like I don't want to go with you
alone.
To Taylor Swift anymore, even though I probably won't go.
Yeah, you're definitely not gonna probably go, but
yeah,
I'm definitely gonna go again.
unless the Rams come through somehow.
Yeah.
Shout out.
But yeah, so Johnny's wedding is this weekend. Super excited. Anthony's the best man. I'm in the wedding. They're doing it a really cool way where it's just siblings because Emily has a brother and a sister and Johnny has two brothers. So we're going to be on one side and they'll be on the other and it'll be great. Johnny and Emily are really excited. Johnny's like really nervous about his dance, which is good. I'm not making a speech, which I told Emily and Johnny I'm like mad about.
Yeah. I feel like
that's
like going
to have Anthony do it and he's going to be so bad.
So, like, why can't you also make a speech?
That's what I said. And all of Johnny and Emily's friends were like, yeah, like, Erica's, like, the public speaker. Like, why would you do that? And Johnny's like, I don't know, traditional values. Like, just the best man gives a speech. And I'm like, Anthony can't give more than 2 seconds.
No, that's they need to think out. I mean, they seem to think outside the box.
Did you write down, do you feel embarrassed your little brother beat you down the aisle?
I don't know. It was maybe someone else. Maybe that was our producer. Who got into
I totally feel a ton of different emotions going into this weekend. Thank you, partner.
Listen, that might have been our producer who snuck in there and put that in, but it's a good question. I'm glad it got in.
No,
so you feel embarrassed?
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
Your younger brother
has
surpassed you now and like kind of your milestones.
Yeah, but like not everything's a race.
Mm, okay.
Slow and steady.
So and you feel good about it?
I don't feel good about it.
Okay. So you do feel embarrassed.
For sure. Embarrassed is the word. Yeah, it's like, you know, there's going to be like whispers and like as Johnny is like, you know, there's Erica, there's his 31-year-old sister.
That's
oh
right.
My God.
Can you believe it? She's not married.
Can you believe it? She's not married or even dating anyone. So I guess we can address the elephant in the duplex. I'm riding solo to my brother's wedding. So
yeah.
Are
any of your friends going?
No. They're not. Wow.
Johnny didn't invite Donnie or Trashy?
He said no because Donnie would probably like ruin the wedding somehow.
That's true. If 182 is any indication.
Yeah. But there were a couple people that bailed out that are like sick or whatever as of this morning. And Johnny was like, I'm not going to put Donnie at a table with like third cousins that are like 70. And I'm like, that is the perfect place to put Donnie. Honestly.
Yeah. She would live in that party. Yeah. And no offense, but I'm pissed that I'm not invited to this. I should have been invited to this. Even like if he wasn't going to invite your close friends that he knows much better, he should have at least invited me, you know?
Right.
Then it's like, okay, we just did this weird thing where we invited Erica's friend from LA to come out.
Which like makes total sense. Yeah. Anthony cut his hair, which, you know, Brett texted that he wasn't happy about, my younger brother.
It looks much better though.
Oh, he looks so much more handsome. Oh my God, it's insane.
Yeah. It was looking pretty weird. But Brett really liked the long hair, so
yeah.
Whatever
I'm
that's
also
worth.
Assuming since he walked in the other room that like there are no more floor tickets. Just up.
I don't know.
I know our listeners.
With that. He probably got distracted. He like something came up on Twitter or some sports thing happened and he stopped looking. That happens. These men, Erica, they can't multitask. I know you're not super familiar, but
yeah. No, I know. Trust me, I know. It's also being home's been really good though. Like my dad like keeps wanting me to like paint the fence like Tom Sawyer. And he like keeps he keeps bribing me, like, oh, like paint the fence like when you're not doing anything. And I'm like, I'm literally here on vacation.
Yeah.
So I'm
these
not
parents,
gonna paint the fence.
They don't get it when we come home. I think my mom wanted me to like do the dishes one time when I was home. I was like,
fuck?
Mom, like I'm home for 5 days and I'm here like two times a year. I'm like, that's how you want to spend your time with me? Okay. That's how
I'm going to use a new fork for every bite.
Yeah. Back home baller. Awesome. You're not coming home to paint the fence, Big John.
Absolutely.
No offense.
So I've been spending a lot of time with my grandfather, who's going to turn 104 in June.
Woo! Shout
and he
out.
Keeps saying, I'm ready for the farm. And every day I leave, I go, I'll see you tomorrow. And he goes, hopefully. I go, stop.
That's pretty funny. I know he's not trying to be funny, but.
No, he kind of is.
Okay. Is that where you get your sense of humor?
Yeah, definitely for him. Actually, a little fun fact. So Johnny's groomsman's and his tux is like ivory with like black or something. It's like kind of looking sleek.
Oh, it's like a white jacket, dinner jacket.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So,
I like that look.
So the guys though, you know, my dad, Emily's brother, and Anthony, they're all doing black tuxes with ivory ties.
Okay.
Ivory bow ties.
Nice.
And my was giving Johnny shit for that, being like, no one does that, that's so weird. And Johnny's like, I've never really seen other people do that. And we were looking through Jote, who is a freaking 104, his wedding album, because my grandma passed away this year, and we're kind of going through things. Jote and all of his brothers did a black tux with ivory bow ties back in like 1953. Isn't that so cool?
That is
cool. Surreal.
That is cool. Yeah. And that's also not that story, like people do ivory or white bow ties.
Well,
all
let
the time.
Johnny think it's like something special. Okay.
Okay. No, I mean, it's more unique than just a black.
You guys, I'm always looking for life hacks, which is why I come to love and trust AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yeah.
The all-in-one formula makes it easy for me to cover my nutritional bases every day. Every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients of the highest quality that give me major benefits like gut and mood support, boosted energy, and even healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. I was getting my nails done today And the woman doing my toes said, "Oh, so cute," and touched my toes.
Because the AG1.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Why take a bunch of different things when you can just mix one scoop of powder and water once a day? That's the healthiest thing you can do in under a minute.
Wow.
Name one other thing that you can do that healthy under a minute. You can't.
Run?
Yep. Sprint, if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free
vitamin travel D. Get that D.
Purchase. Get that D. Go to athleticgreens.com/broads. That's athleticgreens.com/broads. Check it out.
Yeah. Can you hear that? There's, my neighbors are getting work done on their house. And Erica, they should have wrapped it up weeks ago. That's all I have to say.
Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to podcast here. This is what I do for a living. Like, this is what I
literally
do. Like, this is all I have. And they're getting their water heater fixed or something.
Yeah. Like, you have no other job.
Nothing. Like, how long does it take to fix it? It's been a month. Like, what is happening over there? I feel like I need to go over there and be like, what's going on?
Broads about town and be like, what's happening over here?
Someone explain this to me, because I'm trying to record a podcast next door and all I can hear is your fucking saws or whatever, power saws or whatever tools they use. I don't know.
Drills.
But it's too much. Yep.
Hatchets.
Yep. Hatchets. I'm sure they're hacking away.
They're tinkering. All right.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, don't bury the lead. Tell the olive oil story.
The olive oil story. So, yes. So, I'm watching Thor right now while you're away. You drop Thor off. What? Where is he? I don't know. Your microphone's really cutting out, by the way. This is going to be a great episode. So you dropped Thor off last week. Literally as soon as he comes over, I don't know, I guess we open the door to let them run around outside together, the dogs. Thor immediately runs over to this like sticky fly trap thing that we have in the yard. I think I talked about it on other shows that like there's these flies like in the back of the yard that we're trying to get rid of. And these traps, like, you know, the flies like stick to them. So Thor immediately runs over to it and it gets stuck to his ear and fur.
Chest and leg.
Yeah. And then he like tries to get it off with his paw. So then it gets on his paw. It's a mess. And this is really sticky stuff, you guys. This is like,
no, like, you don't understand.
Yeah. It's like worse than probably super, you know, when you get super glue on your finger and it's like a whole thing in terms of having to get it off. It's not easy. This is worse than that. So this is stuck to this little dog. So luckily Erica was still there. So you like had to get it off Thor, which he was not happy about.
Screaming.
Yeah. I mean, you had to get it off him. And so you did, but then like there was just like glue residue on his fur. So you had to cut his fur, and then to even get some more of it off, you had the brilliant idea to let's put some olive oil on it.
Yeah.
To unstick the residue. It actually kind of helped, right?
Yeah. No, the olive oil was very helpful. Cause I was like, I think oil like dilutes sticky stuff, and Emma was like, I've never heard that in my goddamn life. And I was like, just give me your olive oil. And then I was like, just squirting it on him and on my hands. And then I had one of his ears is like 6 inches shorter than the other, so I literally had to crop it. Like, the poor guy, how's he doing now? Is he still really sticky to the touch?
No, he's fine. He's not sticky, but his ears are super uneven. I mean, you're gonna have to get him groomed. I mean, there's, and I tried to wash him. Yeah, it's kind of funny. I tried to wash him, like, to get some of that extra olive oil out, you know, put some water on his head and some dog shampoo. But I'm pretty sure there's still some residue, at least all like oil.
Yeah, but no, he's
that'll be your problem.
So I've been calling him OO. So I'll text Emma and say, how's OO or how's Mr. Olive Oil? And she always writes back, piss monster.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So the piss monster strikes again. He's definitely like having a day. He's having a fun time peeing in the house. Yeah. Not sure who taught him that, or didn't train it out of him. Not sure who could possibly be responsible, but you know what? He's having a good time. I'm glad he's happy and feels comfortable enough with his aunt and uncle to just pee all over their house.
Is he peeing in the same spot or just?
He's got a few like favorite spots. Luckily, they're mostly on the like tile and not on the rug.
Yeah.
So it's not like a huge.
But a few on the rug.
Nothing. I don't think one on the bathroom rug.
Sure, that's a good spot.
Yeah. So we washed that, but we've just like, you know, closed it off since. But he's now just Yeah, he's kind of just pissing all over the kitchen area and the tiles. Well, that's sort of his thing, but that's okay.
That's easy to clean.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Listen, we all got to watch each other's dogs in this world.
It takes a village.
It takes a village. Do you, Erica, do you, and I would text you a little bit about this piss problem, and your solutions have just been to, quote unquote, beat his ass. So any other tips, you think?
Or? No, I really don't know why he's doing that, and he's 8 years old and he shouldn't be doing that. And like, he doesn't do it at my house, or like if we were at like an Airbnb, he doesn't even really do it. So maybe your house just like has a lot of piss like in it, and he's like marking. Mm. Like maybe you need to clean your house like better.
Yeah, it must be my fault. That's it. Because my dog definitely goes to the bathroom in the house and does all the time, and hasn't not done it since, you know, 3 years ago. Right. You're right. I should be thinking what I'm doing wrong more.
Yeah, for sure. He's just 8.
Yeah, he's only 8.
Like,
but he's gone. Yeah. I'm dropping both the dogs back off of your house tomorrow.
Yeah, what time?
I don't know. Does it matter?
No, I'm just making conversation.
Oh man, I don't know. I think like 11 or 12, so like somewhere in that range. Yeah, because we're heading up to Santa Barbara for the weekend, so I just want to get a move on with that. But our friend's gonna watch them, so we'll see how that goes. You know, he isn't peeing in your house, so Ansley's gonna have a great time.
Yeah, no, it'll be good. It'll be good. And Jet has Romeo for the weekend and week, maybe forever. We'll see. That's an ongoing discussion. But the house, it'll be easier without a puppy there for sure.
I can't imagine how much pee would be in my house if I had both of them.
Oh, you have no idea. I cry every day because of Romeo. Every single day.
All right, well, maybe that problem will resolve itself. We'll see.
yeah, that
only
is,
time will tell. I mentioned it earlier. This is all I have, this podcast. There's a writer's strike right now. I don't know if you're aware. Listen, was I working before the strike? No. But I'm also not working during the strike, so now I can blame the strike as why I'm unemployed. LinkedIn actually just suggested that I work for Shell gas stations. What do you think about that? Is that a good idea?
I love that. And I feel like, didn't I used to send you, like, I'd get emails about, like, getting your CDL license for, like, truck driving and stuff?
Yes.
And I would always send that to you, be like, interested? Like, curious? I don't know. I think a Shell like might have some good benefits. Like gas is very pricey these days. Like it couldn't hurt.
Do you think they would give me free gas?
I don't know. Maybe.
Probably not. Honestly.
Would you work at a Shell for $3 an hour, but you get free gas for life? Yeah, no. I would.
No.
Actually, I don't have a car that takes gas.
Oh, there you go. You can't even do this hypothetical.
Just riddle me that. I did have to put gas in my mom's car. I had to watch a YouTube video.
How does this happen? You go home, you put gas in your mom's car?
Oh, wait. I can't even see your new haircut because you're wearing a hat. Shocker.
That's right. Got my haircut for the first time in a while. I don't know why when I texted you that, you expected me to send you photos, like as if that's some kind of thing that we do.
I wanted to see.
Yeah. Well, we never
wanted to see.
Send pictures of our haircuts to each other. I would like to keep it that way. Do you think it's weird that I drive out to Studio City to get my haircut when I live?
Yeah, like, for sure. For sure. There's like a lot of really good places like on this side of the hill too. Like you're in Santa Monica or like West Hollywood even is like where all like fancy people go. Like Studio City is like kind of
neat. I understand. But you know, like, so I started going because I used to live in Studio City. So like I'm not going to pick a place in West
30
Hollywood.
Years ago.
Yeah, 30, back in the day when I first moved out here. But I wouldn't pick a place in West Hollywood at this point. It's more that I need to pick a place in Santa Monica. But when I did try to do that recently, everything fucking blew up in my face. So I decided that was a sign that I just need to keep going to Studio
City.
That's
when she shaved your head, right?
No. Yeah, right. And I forgot that time. No, I was like supposed to get my haircut there. And then like that's a time immediately when my boss said we had to like get a script out. That this is back when I was working. Crazy, right?
Oh, right. I can't like even wrap my head around
that. I know, it's so long ago, but it just happened just as I was rolling up, and then they still charged me, and that really pissed me off. Like I don't like that kind of shit.
I
understand,
like that
but it makes me mad. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like it. I think if you have a somewhat valid excuse, you shouldn't be an asshole about those things, but
whatever. Send out a script for a kid show.
It's important. That's important business.
I got
you know how important this script is?
Yeah.
God.
It is Hadley Pearl's favorite show. She said that Danger Force is her favorite show.
I love that. Shout out to Hadley and Danger Force. And if you're not watching, you should. It's airing every Thursday night on Nickelodeon right now. And your girl has an episode. I got it written.
She wrote one. Yeah.
I got it written by credit, co-written by this season. Episode 9. I don't know if it'll air in that order.
Yeah, when is...
I think it'll probably air in like the summer at least. It's I think they're on episode 5 or so right now.
Have a watch party?
No. No, we don't need to do that. But definitely if you're listening, you should watch it. That'd be
also
awesome.
If you're listening, remember that show I wasn't allowed to tell you guys that Jet and I almost went on called The Ultimatum? Season came out with us not on it, obviously.
Right.
But Emma and I can't divulge the text messages we've been sending, but just know that they're really funny.
It's some funny stuff.
Our commentary through the show is very funny.
I can't believe that you actually were contacted about being cast for that.
We went through like interviews, like multiple. They like strung us along without telling us the premise because this was before the first season had even come out. So like we didn't really exactly know what it was. And like each interview, they would like add more details. They'd be like, well, then we're going to also put you in a trial marriage with another person. And like all the girls are so ugly, you guys. Like I would have walked off the set. Like I would not have been able to do it.
Oh, God.
But
yeah,
hey.
That would have been crazy. But listen, you guys would have been like, you know, successful. You would have had a lot of followers. Like
your
dream.
Yeah, we're both good looking and compared to the rest of the other dogs on that show.
Just in general, even. And you would have gotten all the followers because it's a Netflix show and a lot of people are going to watch. Like, your dream is to be an influencer. I don't know.
I was really afraid, though, that it would break me and Jet up. So I'm glad we didn't do the show.
Yeah. We didn't do it.
Oh, man. I love you.
I love you, buddy.
I love you. Hey, that's a goddamn wrap, you guys. Subscribe, rate, review, join the subreddit. It's popping off over there.
It is freaking fire flames up in the fire in the subreddit.
Emma, you're doing great. I'm doing great. We are on the up and up.
Both of us are having great times in our lives.
Honestly, it can only go up.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully. But it could go down, you know. Like,
yeah, it could. It always
you,
could.
Sometimes
always
at rock could. Bottom, you think it couldn't get worse, but it's like, I could think of a few things.
I've got a list going.
Yeah, there's multiple
speaking
things
of,
that can make
before
it worse.
We sign off, last night, Carla pulled out her notes app that she's been working on for things that I use to fill my void. And what I could do better, like with my flaws. And she had it written down in her notes. So that's comforting.
I wish I had it. We could read it on the
show. Yeah, I'll try to get it to you. Know, it's very personal and hilariously roasted. Like, she roasted the shit out of me. So
I love that. That's something we do on the show all the time. And I bet it was a bit more inappropriate.
Oh, for sure. All right. Well, I love you.
Love you too. Congratulations to Johnny and Emily.
Thank you.
The new Mr. and Mrs. Tamposi. I hope you don't feel too bad about yourself, Erica, during this weekend's festivities when you have to talk to all these family and friends and
all my relatives. Hey.
Yep.
Where's your my 104-year-old grandfather for the first time in my life, 31 years old, was like, hey, where's your girlfriend, the flight attendant, the stewardess? Like, she was really pretty. She's so pretty. Why don't you bring her? And I was like, I didn't have the heart to tell him. The first time we've ever talked about it in 31 years of my life.
That's the
time.
And
I was like, oh, she's busy.
Yeah, I didn't even know he knew.
I texted Jet and I was like, oh my God. Like, you know, my grandfather's saying how pretty you were and how I should bring you back up sometime. And she just gave me the like sad face emoji.
Oh man, that's great. That's great stuff. I'm really happy for you that's happened. I can't wait to hear about what goes down at this wedding. The rehearsal dinner is tomorrow or tonight?
Tomorrow night. Yeah, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. And is it near the lake, everything?
It's another lake. It's not our lake. Mm-hmm. It's up in Winnipesaukee of the like White Mountain. I don't know if that's the White Mountains, but New Hampshire. But yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
You staying like in a place up there, an inn or something?
Yeah, Johnny picked a nice hotel that just costs $500 a night and it's a 2-night minimum. So thank you to that, Mr. John.
Hey, we understand.
Yeah, we all do.
Yep, that's what you got to do if you want a nice wedding, you know?
Yeah, so it's going to be nice. They're going to have a French fry bar for drunk food, so I'm looking forward to that.
So, yummers.
Could be good. Could be good, or it could be a disaster. We'll find out.
And Ricky will be dancing on her own.
I'll be dancing on her own. My dad asked me, he goes, hey, like, some of your cousins, like, maybe they could crash in your hotel room since, like, it's just you. And I was like, yeah, unless I bring a bridesmaid back. But, like, the bridesmaids are just, like, Emily's right. sister and brother, so.
Yeah. You never know.
You never know. I kind of have an idea, but you never know.
Hey, you never know.
Hey, all right. See you on another time.
Next time.